When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two of Old School, DP, Austin Orman. We're having a dance today. We're just going through and doing business along the way. Austin, before we get back to where we were, please let them know about the Mercado.
Gladly, our friends at the Mercado, two Lincoln locations, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, as well as in Omaha, 168th and Maple. Appreciate them for everything they do for Old School and the station. Every type of meat and every type of cut, just 2 days away now from their Friday lunch special.
Let's have
Follow them on social media to figure out what that is. Get yourself some at any of those locations.
Certified Piedmontese beef. Get it done. The Mercado. From the text line, does a Nebraska team that finishes third in the Big Ten make top 15 ranking and make the playoffs? I think that's yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's actually the purpose, which is why we're working from that standard.
Mm-hmm.
That if you're trying to put together a roster that can not only compete in the Big Ten, but have success, high level success in the Big Ten. Austin went through position by position and came up with a lineup that, again, may not win the Big Ten, but at least can compete. And would beat three of the big fish
mm-hmm.
in that space and put them in a position where we're having this discussion. At what was the number?
We ended up at what, $15 million?
$15 million. Now
for the starters.
For the starters. Austin, just for grins and giggles, right? Because if you're gonna we know injuries happen, God forbid,
mm-hmm.
but injuries happen and players don't produce, it happens. How much of an investment do you need to make in the second group? At what level do you think your second level guys need to be? I remember a time when Nebraska's second team was better than 80% of the first teams.
Well, if we're going off of what the NCAA seems to think is going to happen, mm-hmm. it's going to have to be at least a $7 million investment mm-hmm. in the rest of the roster, mm-hmm. Whatever it is that looks like in terms of size. So right now we're looking at Just throwing that number out there of 22, we got $7 million to spend on everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give a decent chunk of that to the backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Going to spread it pretty well around the offensive line, at least two or three extra guys behind the starters there. Mm-hmm. Probably the same on the defensive line. Probably the same for the jack position, playmaking linebacker. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, kickers. And specials and punters, right? We've seen Nebraska struggle with that. So this program in the spot that it is right now probably should sprinkle a little money over there to make sure you get the best.
What do we think $22 million, would that place Nebraska in Big Ten spending, at least to your thinking?
Top half.
Like Wisconsin if Wisconsin found out Nebraska was spending that kind of money, they would probably
wait. We didn't get the memo. You guys didn't tell us we were doing that. You dirty liars. That'd be the response out of Madison.
22.
We thought you said five.
You said you were broke. We gave you an NCAA EBT card. Like we were giving you some help.
You got the Oreos last week. Yeah, no.
You're supposed to get brand cookies with those with that card.
Wisconsin's mad. I would hope that the 22 would put Nebraska in that top three. I feel
who's 23 more than out of the six that we Michigan, Ohio State. So Michigan, Ohio State, USC.
It's not more than Oregon. It's okay. Not more than Ohio State.
Not more than Michigan.
I doubt it's more than Michigan. Okay.
But it so might beat everybody else.
It depends on, again, I just don't have a read on USC and UCLA as
USC
of now.
Is not going to be outspun if they're not winning. Like, if they lose, I think they'll spend more if they lose in year one because the people are like, oh, this is unacceptable.
Okay.
This is unacceptable.
Yeah. Washington's the other one that's interesting to me. I think it's Northwestern in that it has money available to it. I just don't know. It's using it more than Northwestern. Don't know if Washington is maximizing.
Yeah, didn't Dannon say that they didn't have it or they didn't spend it? What was the correct quote?
I'll have to find it.
Yeah, that he didn't think they had it. Which, and then they're the dear neighbors in Iowa.
Oh, they're mad, Matt, if you tell me they're Nebraska spending 22.
What do they do?
You know what they do? They hire Brian Ferentz back. That's the problem. We got rid of him to begin with. Oh. You keep Kirk around for another 20 years.
Be weakened at Bernie's. Be weakened at Ferentz. Just keep him. Just keep, they're going to keep him around.
And what you do is you bring in all the McCaffreys to be assistant coaches for the football team as well, just for fun. Does Bluter have offspring that can coach? Can she come back as a special assistant? That's how Iowa makes it up. They play the hits, right?
You just keep us. Iowa, I can't wait to see what their reaction is in this thing. Like, think about this. That a year ago, their highest paid athlete would have still been Caitlin Clark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That there's nobody. Mm-hmm.
Pretty easily.
Like,
yeah.
And yeah, I probably shouldn't laugh that hard being Jordy Ball. But I mean, still, it's still a thing that, oh my goodness, $23 million.
How many football players is Jordy Ball making more money than?
90. %.
Britt Prince.
80%.
Lexi Rodriguez and or Merritt Beeson.
Lexi, more Merritt, not yet. Merritt next. Merritt is next. Like, I could be wrong. Like, I could be wrong with that.
Bryce Williams.
Oh, no, he's a backup safety in football. Look, we haven't gotten to basketball yet. We haven't gotten to basketball yet. And we haven't gotten to baseball yet. So the idea that we know that basketball has a much smaller budget and a much tighter window to work from than football, right? I fully suggested, and again in several conversations, that the scholarships be put at the bottom of the roster and allow NIL money. Again, here's a question for you, Austin. If you're getting paid $1 million, do you pay your own tuition?
That's going to be my
right, like, don't question. You,
how do we think about this? Because
right, like, what?
Because if I'm an athlete and you tell me that I'm getting paid $1 million, I would rather be told that I'm making whatever, you know, room board tuition is less than $1 million. Because if I'm not seeing
$970,000,
whatever, like, I would rather hear that than have you tell me I'm making $1 million, right? Like, you know, because if you tell me I'm making $1 million, I want to see those two comments.
You're making $1.30 million.
Right. I would rather you withhold it beforehand than make me
Austin,
pay it.
You are so petty. That is going to be... Can you imagine the holdout? I'm going to hold my breath. I need that $1.30 million. That is so...
but do you want to actually be the one to go through, like, paying the bursar's office? No. If you want to pay me to be here, you just pay my fees for me. Take it out before I even see it. Call it good.
Look, at that point, I'm not trying to make poor people transactions. I don't want to deal with the bursar.
I don't.
Look, that's somebody else's. Have my people.
I don't want to deal with FAFSA. No.
Have my people deal with them. I don't want to deal with the poor. Wait. Just... That is fantastic. But I mean, what? And then there has to be some number. Like, there has to be some number that takes you above that. Now, I would also say that if you're paying, like, whatever the. So, what's the value of a full scholarship at Nebraska 2024? $38,000, something along those lines. I'm not sure.
Not even that.
No, right?
Not quite.
Right? Yeah. So the bottom folks are getting the scholarship plus, you could say, you know, $20,000 is a walk-on. Or nothing is a walk-on because you're getting a full scholarship, right?
Right. Let's see.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to find the breakdown.
Yeah. I mean, that. So whatever that number is, and then 50 being that number is the bare minimum. And also what would also happen, I mean, they may split some of that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right, just to give people a break. But still, I think the idea that you would dominate the state in recruiting if you could offer, you know, 60 walk-ons, 40 walk-ons, full scholarship. It changes a lot of stuff because you're staying home. It's cost beneficial to everybody involved. The families are close enough that they can go to games and participate, be a part of it, yada, yada.
2023-24 estimated cost of attendance from UNL Financial Aid. Uh-huh. State resident, $10,000 tuition and fees, $14,000 housing and food, $1,200 books and supplies.
So total?
That gets you to 25, give or take.
For in-state.
For out-of-state, it's 28 for tuition, 14 for housing and food, and 1,200. So 42.
So if you're recruiting out of state, you're gonna put $50,000 into the pool. And then for walk-ons, again, 40 in-state walk-on, magic number, let's just work with it. Mm-hmm. That's $1 million worth.
Yep.
Right? 25,000 a year, folks who wouldn't have gotten that in 2022, otherwise, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps you from going somewhere else instead of being a part of the Nebraska program.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's a way to make this stuff move. Then if your bottom 40 and your bottom 25, so 25 out of state, 40 in state,
mm-hmm.
are at the bottom of it, then you have 85, right? You have 20 more that you can work from, right? First year folks, second year folks,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you have to pay 60 players. And
those 60 go into the 22.
Yep.
Yep. So divvy the 22 among the 60.
Yep. And then you're in business.
Yep.
Now, that leads us to this, though, because that is fantastic hair, bro. That is a real serious.
That is one flat top.
Man, that is a serious. Dude, work your hair. Would you wear your hair that way? If you could.
I can't even imagine being able to.
But you would, though. I could see you with a gold high top fade. Like, you could see.
Okay,
that's standing up at least two inches,
right?
No, right. Like, I need to, like, this is a real odd. Like, I think, and there's, isn't there like a cartoon where there's a white kid with a high top blonde fade? Like, in there.
Johnny Test. Johnny Test. Immediately. Yeah.
Right. Like, you could see Austin rocking the high top fade.
Yeah, it's like a spiky. Yeah. It's like a tall, like spiky. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Tips on it too.
I think he does have frosted tips. It's like reverse frosted tips. They're like darker.
It needs to happen like now. Okay, so all of our listeners, I know we have graphics people out there. We need that picture of Austin.
I'm gonna.
Yes.
I will make it my Twitter profile.
That is my next project.
Just got our official ticket headshots back. Okay, it's going straight out the window, apparently.
So if I make one of those and edit you with that hair, you'll make that your Twitter profile?
I'll make that my Twitter profile.
Okay, so everyone, hold him to that.
Naya's done working
hold him
done
to deal. That. That's my next project.
That's so good, Austin, with the high top fade. I think, we should do this for the month of later in July, is that we get everybody and we change their hairstyles. Like, what hairstyle would you give your dad? Jerry curl.
When's the last time you
find? Can you give your dad a Jerry curl?
Yeah, you know Uncle Jay had a Jerry curl, right?
Yeah,
I've never seen my dad with hair, so I think that would be very interesting.
Jay had a Jerry curl.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Which cracks me up. He said it was after Eric Dickerson too. Hilarious. That's incredible.
Like, he had the drip Jerry curl. Mm-hmm.
Didn't he say though? Like, did he actually keep his Jerry curl?
No.
Didn't he get rid of it
immediately?
But he admitted to having it, and that's the important part.
To openly admit that too, when no one asked.
No one told him to admit it, and he went for it.
Like, voluntarily offer up that information.
Like, do we? So let's go through it. Do we think that Strick ever had a Jerry curl?
No.
I would have guessed Strick would have had one instead of Jay, but I don't think Strick did.
Strick did
have a really high top fade at some point with the side cut.
Like, I can see Strick being a dreads guy.
Really?
NBA Strick dreads guy?
No, Farley would have been the dreads guy.
NBA Strick.
Maybe like short.
Not for long.
Short
for
braids,
long.
I'd say. I could see that, maybe.
I can't remember Adam Carriker with hair.
I'm texting
Strick
right
now, by the
way.
What's up with all the bald athletes?
Yeah, it became a thing. Like, Michigan Fab Five. Chris Webber, when they went Jordan, that was kind of the thing.
Yeah.
To get away from the Jerry curl.
Yeah, I was just gonna say
I used to have cornrows. I used to have, because I had the big afro.
Yeah.
So my sisters would cornrow my hair every day after practice, and that was like, and then they were long. It was pretty special. Rico had a high top fade.
That makes sense.
Rico had a high top fade.
I'm surprised Rico doesn't rock that every day.
He's letting it get bushy with the afro, but Rico
strikes me as the high top fade guy.
I feel like he could get a haircut that would take max 3 minutes and he would have that hairstyle.
But Rico doesn't like combing his hair. Like, that's the real crime, is that when you have hair that good, that Rico
And then refused, you don't.
Their brother's mad. When they see Rico.
He's a father of two young kids. I'll give him 5 years to get on it.
Yeah.
These kids are slightly more self-sufficient.
Yeah, and I saw pictures of Raph with long hair.
No.
Yeah. Cheerleader Raph. Yeah, he was a stand on the sideline. Yeah.
I can see him as, like, remember the Titans' Goldilocks.
He may have. I don't think I saw. Jake, I could see trying to go, like, long golden mullet.
I mullet on Jake, a long mullet, yes.
Jake is
and
too
then,
self-conscious to do that. Jake would not willingly do
Simple
that.
Simple had a white dude fro. Like, I'm positive I could see Simple. Bill Bush was like
blonde fro.
Yeah, Pender, he was straight hair. Like, he might have had a bowl cut at some point.
Yeah.
Like,
I wanna see Raph with like that long flowing hair. You know, like romantic books for like middle-aged women that have those crazy like pirates on the front.
That's how he sees himself
as a book cover model with like long flowing golden hair.
Actually, you know the person who had the best hair at this station?
You?
Bach.
Really?
Bach back in the day had the doofro for real. Bach, go online and you could see pictures of Bach with the long hair, even when he was at the ticket.
I can't even picture that.
I always wanted to grow my hair out like baseball flow style, but my hair just doesn't get that long.
Where it kind of goes out the hat.
And I had it a little bit, but not like as long as I ever wanted it to get.
Yeah, but I think you're fine with that. I think that can go into dangerous territory of looking a little bit dirty.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was baseball. You need the flow, but you slick it back, put the hat on.
Yeah, if you're constantly wearing a hat, then I feel like it's fine.
I was in a hat all summer. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a hat guy. That's just how that works.
Couple things from the text line then. Tom Petty sucks. I would give up my left hand to see Sipple in a Jerry curl.
Oh, we could do
that. Everyone's giving me ideas to edit. We I feel like I'm going to be up until like 1 in the morning on my own volition just editing people from the ticket in different hairstyles.
I think that would be good.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That should be its own video.
I think it'd be, oh my gosh.
That should be its own video.
Yes.
Bach would become Joe Dirt.
See, I had serious afro.
Yeah. Oh, that's like a tight fro.
Oh, I had a serious, yeah.
That's the kind of fro that you would see. Were you walking around with like a pick in your hair?
Oh, yeah.
Sticking out of it?
Oh, yeah. Fist.
Yes.
Full fist.
Yeah.
Yeah, full fist. And then baseball, it would fly off.
Yep.
The hat would fly off.
I was going to say, it doesn't look super.
It just rested on top.
Oh, the hat. It was a bank McBride. Yeah, the hat, it flew off.
It's on like the loosest it can go.
I get big like
Amos
Otis, Hal McRae vibes.
Oh, hit it in the gap. Rounding first, I just flip it off.
It was going
to fly out. So I think that's a whole mission that you could take everybody from the ticket and put different hair on.
We have some submissions here. Stricky with the Latrell Sprewell, or Jake in the Matthew McConaughey from Dazed and Confused. We have Jake Sorensen, but make him John Daly.
Oh my goodness.
Someone says Austin needs the Alfalfa Little Rascals haircut.
With the
little back thing going on.
Yeah.
My kid has that little hair that just sticks up a little bit. Yeah. It just sticks up a little bit. And then Crowbait says I want to see Bach or Austin in a mullet.
Bach was close. He was close.
Yeah. To everyone texting, I'm taking this seriously. I'm gonna do it. This is my next project.
But Bach, I'm sure there's a listener
that has seen him.
That has the picture. There was one back on the old website. It was Bach with hair. And it was actually on a shirt. They put it on a shirt. And I'm going to try to find it. I'm going to stalk that. We'll throw it to break. I'm going to come back. By the time we come back, I'm going to have that picture. Somebody's going to send me the picture. Send me the picture! We'll be back.